Allowing yourself to begin again with relaxation. Relaxation is a very kind thing to do for ourselves. Actually, this entire practice that we're doing, this opening to our human experience. Ultimately, with this practice, we allow the entirety of our human experience. No part left out. Whatever is arising, the practice is to explore the possibility of allowing it, holding it, having a kind heart towards whatever is happening. In some ways, we could call this practice a loving attention, kind awareness. And yet sometimes it's not so easy to have that attitude or stance, a holding of what's happening. So sometimes it can be helpful to remind ourselves to cultivate the conditions for that softening of the heart. Relaxation is a good place to begin. Letting the body relax. And then seeing maybe the heart can relax. Or if it doesn't feel like the heart can relax, can however the heart is be allowed right now? It's completely okay, however it is in this moment, this experience in the area of your chest. Maybe it's a little achy or tired or maybe it feels full. However it is, just letting the attention rest in that area. And maybe having a sense of letting the breath breathe through the heart. That might be more of an analogy. A sense of the breathing through the heart. Maybe each breath could be like a warm wind, supporting a kind of a softening of that area. Allowing the breath and the heart to be as they are. And sometimes in the support of this, it can help to reflect. Actually, often an exploration of metta begins with some reflection, reflecting on your own goodness. You are here in this room. As Pam said earlier, she said something like, there's so much goodness that brought you here. Can you open and allow that goodness? It's a really beautiful thing that you're doing here. It's not that common in this world to have the aspiration to come to a retreat where we seclude ourselves and explore cultivating this inner knowing, this inner understanding. It's a rare and beautiful gift to yourself and ultimately to the world. And so can you appreciate yourself for this? I know for myself, I had some trouble appreciating myself. And so if there's any, for some of you, there might be a little holding back there or a sense of it being hard to call up or conjure your own goodness. That was hard for me when I first started this practice. So if that feels a challenge for you, maybe you can borrow my appreciation for you. Because this is an amazing thing that you are all doing. And so borrow my sense of your goodness. And exploring, allowing a sense of that beauty to move through the heart, an appreciation for the goodness, whether it's borrowed or maybe having a sense of breathing that appreciation through the heart. There's sometimes that this quality of allowing and love can just be in touch with our connection to ourselves. And so sitting here breathing, knowing your body, and perhaps a sense of appreciation might be able to suffuse through your body, allowing that sense of appreciating your own goodness. Maybe with the sense of breathing it through the body. Breathing it through the heart and letting it kind of, as you breathe in, fill your chest with this appreciation. And maybe even allowing it through imagination to fill your whole body. a loving awareness, kind attention. With each in-breath, remembering, connecting to a sense of that goodness. And maybe with each out-breath, sharing it, your appreciation for the others in the room. We are in this together. In this way of opening to the appreciation of ourselves and of others, the practice of mindfulness and the practice of metta, of love, loving kindness, don't need to be so separate. And if this sense of breathing with appreciation supports you, you're welcome to continue exploring that. And you're also welcome if it feels more natural for you, whatever feels most natural, to just simply continue with your mindfulness practice and remembering the allowing. Aspect of that.